People say cash is king. Chris says cash is not king, sure. Unless you're putting it to use. So a person who is too conservative, that's probably one of the little things that we talked about in the last segment that could keep you from your retirement goals. If you're out there getting 1% or 2%, you're not keeping up with the market. You're not keeping up with inflation. You may put your goals in jeopardy.
Absolutely. And let me first tell a story. So I empathize with this. I really understand why people wrap themselves in the warm blanket of cash. Mm-hmm. A lady came into my office and we were going through everything, and she put her head down and she said, "I'm really embarrassed to tell you the truth, but I want to tell you this story." She said, "I was known in my group of friends as the person who knew how to trade."
Okay.
"And through the 90s, I made a lot of money and I grew my portfolio inside my IRA to about $700,000. 2008 comes along. I was working with an advisor. I wanted to do certain things. He told me I was stupid. And he told me I needed to move in a different direction.
Okay.
I allowed him to do that. He lost $50,000.
Oh, boy.
Because of that loss, I took it all out of his hands, and I started day trading as aggressively as I could. Now, if we remember the time frame that I just referenced, she was starting to get aggressive in day trade as the market was about to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Her $700,000 IRA went from $700 to $150,000.
Ouch. Oh.
So if anyone had a reason to be scared of the market, it was definitely this lady. And what she said is, she said, "Kyle, I was body paralyzed from trading."
Yeah.
"And so I sat in cash from 2008 until today. And I said, ma'am, did you realize the market has been up over 250%? And she said, absolutely. I thought it was closer to 300.
That's why I'm here.
And she said, I've been so scared, I don't know what to do. And my point of the story is, we move into these things because of an emotional reaction. The stock market is an odd thing that the more it hurts, the more we should get in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a human reaction. Mm-hmm. Normally when our hand gets burned, we take it off of the stove. Yeah. But the stock market, the more it burns, the more we grab on. And we have to put the cash to work. We have to get ahead of inflation. And we have to grow these assets more than, to your point, 2 or 3%.